Hello everyone! Welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and craziest side of tech available on the interwebs. I am your VR gamer, Ray McNeil. Coming up on the program today, it's another your weekly tech update VR special. This time, it's all about the Oculus Rift and some of the great games that you can play right now, including Vader Immortal, a throwback to my childhood with Duck Season, a great first-person shooter called Space Junkies, a free Spider-Man experience that you have to check out, and finally, we'll loop back around for another Star Wars experience that was developed in a couple of months as a research project on motion sickness by a student. That and a whole lot more coming up on today's edition of your weekly tech update next. Before we get into the games, let's talk about the hardware, the all-new Oculus Rift S. If you have used any of the previous Rift headsets, the Vive or the PSVR, then you're gonna be blown away. Let's start with comfort, one of the most important aspects of a VR headset. I will say that the PSVR is still the king of VR comfort, but the Oculus Rift S does a pretty good job. Combining a top strap from the original Rift and the Halo strap from the PSVR, it seems to find its happy medium, but with a fine margin for comfort and view of the VR world that you're playing. When you put the headset on for the first time, you will find it a little tough to get it dialed in perfectly. It has to sit just right on your head and be adjusted in such a way that the weight is distributed properly while giving you the best view of your VR world. Once fitted though, you'll be able to comfortably play for hours and completely forget you're wearing the Rift. Moving on to the display, the Rift S has moved to using one display for both eyes versus a display for each eye like the old headset. They have also upped the resolution and now use a fast-switching LCD panel that has less space between the pixels. That means less screen door effect in your view. Now, what this means is that not only do you get great graphics and crystal clear views of the game world, but that you can see a much higher detail, including the ability to easily read text. In fact, I not only use the Rift to game, but I have also been watching 3D movies and using my computer desktop in VR, and it's amazing. The Rift has the ability built in to give you a virtual desktop view of your computer. Not only that, but you can split windows away so you can pepper your view with displays and resize them however you want. So if you want to watch a movie while browsing the web and keeping an eye on stock prices, well, you can do that too. It really makes you feel like you have a Tony Stark-like display at your disposal. Next, let's talk about sound. I really like what they did with the sound, even though some think it is lacking. They have removed the original speakers, which were great, and opted for instead a speaker setup that is hidden inside the Halo strap. Now, yes, it is true that the audio quality has been sacrificed, but for ease of use for new users. Now you just throw on the headset and you have decent sound that you don't have to adjust. No, it's not going to give you booming bass, but it gives you great positional sound that you don't have to think about, and the quality is about on par with the standard earbuds you normally get with a new phone. If you want a better quality sound, well, the Rift S has a headphone jack for you to plug in your favorite pair of headphones. The other massive improvement is its inside-out tracking. No longer do you have to bolt sensors to the wall or have three tripods set up around you. You simply plug in the display and USB cables, and then you're off and running. The Rift S includes five cameras around it, so you are tracked to full 360 degrees, and the only minor issue I found is when you get your hands too close to the headset, it can start to have issues tracking the controllers. Other than that, it is a 200% improvement over what the PSVR offers. They only have a single camera that you have to always face towards. And finally, the controllers. Oh, I love the controllers. With the PlayStation, you have to use the Move controllers that came out back in 2010. And they don't have analog sticks. That makes for some very clunky and distracting gameplay. The new Oculus Touch controllers are awesome, essentially taking a PlayStation DS4 controller and splitting it between your two hands. You now have dual analog sticks that give you freedom of movement in-game. And the controls have capacitive touch buttons so that they can sense when your fingers are just touching them. This means you not only have full hand movement, but even in-game finger movement as well. These are the best controllers I have used yet in VR. They work without fail and are compact and light all at the same time. They also use disposable batteries, which is a huge bonus with me. This allows you to quickly replace the batteries if they die in the middle of a game, and gives you the ability to use your own rechargeables if you like, and means that you don't have to plug a cord in and try to use it while it's charging, which is quite frustrating. The battery cover is also really, really cool, as it uses magnets to secure, and unlike the Windows mixed reality controllers, don't pop off in the middle of gameplay. If you already have a good gaming PC, a $399 US price tag shouldn't be a big investment considering what you get out of this device. I have never given a 5-star rating to a VR headset because there's always at least one sacrifice, and I don't think I will until comfort, control, and display are flawless. However, the Oculus Rift S comes very close with a solid 4-star rating here on your weekly tech update. A game I have been waiting to play my entire life is Vader Immortal Episode 1, a true first step to the Star Wars experience that every true fan has been waiting for. It lets you wield a lightsaber and eventually fight side by side with Darth Vader himself. You play a captain of a smuggler vessel with the droid ZOE-3 that happens to be voiced by Maya Rudolph. You're captured by the Empire and taken in front of Lord Vader. He sees something in you and recruits you for some work. My favorite part about this game is just being in the Star Wars world and getting to use some of the tech. In the beginning of the game, you get some damage to your ship and have to use a scanner to identify it and then bypass the problem. And then you get your hands on a lightsaber, and it's absolutely awesome. You get to practice with a droid for a while and then take on a robot invasion. My only real complaint is that, like most VR experiences, well, this one's pretty short, about 20 minutes straight through, but it does have some replayability built in that you will have to take advantage of. The lightsaber dojo puts you up against different robots that can wield their own lightsabers or shoot blasters at you, which you will have to use the Force to block with your saber and then reflect back at the droids. And if you're very quick, you can even slice some of the droids in half before they fly away and get to a point to where they can use their blasters on you. It's incredibly fun, and there are 40 levels that get harder as you go, and they throw newer, different robots at you with different skills. It is very well done, and will give you a reason to go back to this $10 bargain again and again. And trust me, it's very satisfying when you start slicing those little flying droids out of the air, and blocking blaster fire is everything that you want it to be. While this is an Oculus exclusive, there are ways to play it with a Vive, and not only does it work with the Rift S, but it also works on the Oculus Quest, the company's all-in-one headset. That means you can get into the Star Wars world for as little as $399, even if you don't have a gaming computer. If you are a true Star Wars geek, that's nothing. Have you seen the price of some of those LEGO Death Star kits? for great gameplay and giving me the ability to wield a lightsaber for the first time in VR, and even changing the color of the crystal inside. I'm giving Vader Immortal Episode 1 4 out of 5 stars here on your weekly tech update. If you're an old-school, hardcore gamer like myself, then you will remember Quake and Unreal. My favorites were Quake 3 Arena and Unreal Tournament. They both came out around the same time and offered us the ability to round up all of our friends online and play together. It was super fast, first-person shooter action with, at times, low gravity. Space Junkies is the VR equivalent. Opting to remove gravity altogether, this online multiplayer first-person shooter is a blast to play with up to 5 other people. Matches range from the standard deathmatch and team deathmatch to king mode, where they have you cycle through weapons after each kill, to Instablast, which is like a match from GoldenEye, where everyone has a golden gun. One shot, one kill. You also have access to perks like a shield, a lightsaber, a health pack, and quite a bit more. This is a game I played on the PlayStation VR and was a little frustrated with because the PlayStation controllers don't have analog sticks. You have to move by pressing buttons and it just makes it feel a bit clunky. The Oculus Touch controllers both have analog sticks in them. This gives you easy, free movement and really makes the game a lot of fun. You're able to shoot straight forward while strafing left and right and up and down, and it really helps with the immersion. This is an online-only game, so if you don't have a good internet connection or are not happy to play with others online, well, you may want to avoid this. If, like me, you've wanted something in VR that could quench your Quake-style addiction for a good deathmatch, then I'd say give it a go. Besides being a great, fast first-person shooter that offers everything from shotguns to rocket launchers, it's a Ubisoft game and uses their cross-platform play. That means that you can play with others who own a Rift, a Vive, a PlayStation VR, or any one of the mixed reality headsets on the market. My only real complaint about the game is that it's regulated to 6 players in one match, which actually is an improvement. They just increased that from a maximum 4 players not too long ago. However, I would still like to get many more players in there. If you could play with 16 players, then in my opinion, this would be about a perfect game. For only allowing 6 players at once and having issues connecting to games with other players, I have to give Space Junkies for the Oculus Rift S 4 out of 5 stars. I would really say it's worth picking up for any of the available headsets, though. Moving on to Duck Season for the Oculus Rift S. This is an amazing throwback to my childhood, when we first got the original NES and we all sat around playing Duck Hunt. Now, I understand that Nintendo really doesn't play well with others, but they should have okayed a license to this game to have the original names and graphics. But as it is, Duck Season is a VR remake of Duck Hunt, just slightly changed to avoid legal issues. It's also a story-driven game that's set in the 80s about the boy playing the game, and allows you to look around his living room, read magazines, look at VHS tapes and game cartridges, all of which are spoofs of original content like the Nintendo Power magazines. Instead of Double Dragon, it was Triple Tiger, or Battle Brothers, where you play Spanish electricians and they have National Geographic, or whatever they call them, in-game, everywhere around the living room. You have to take some time and appreciate the humor put into some of the headlines, like bananas tested for intelligence and poisonous night owls. This game is so well done and filled with nostalgic details that you will feel transported back in time. You're even about 4 feet tall in the game, and your mother towers over you. Now, at one point, I stood there and just kind of looked around at all the stuff. I read all the magazine covers, all the game covers, the videotapes, and made a huge mess in the process. You know, just for fun. Once you get into the game, it's a total recreation of Duck Hunt, with a little twist. When you turn around, you can see the back of the TV, and you're peering out of it at the kid through the glass who is playing the game. Again, the attention to detail is amazing. You're able to see the back of the knobs and circuit boards, turn back around, and have fun playing Duck Hunt in VR, complete with your hunting dog who brings the ducks back and puts them in the back of your truck. You start off learning how to use the weapon and reload it. Then you're able to start the game. Reloading takes a little bit of practice, but once you get the hang of it, it's fairly intuitive. Starting the game is just like the original. Shoot the prompt, and the ducks start flying. Instead of the ducks bouncing back and forth a few times off the sides of the TV like they did in the original, there are invisible walls. Ducks fly around and bounce back and forth off the walls a few times before flying off, giving you a decent chance to shoot them out of the sky. There are 10 ducks per round, just like the original, with 5 misses allowed, with a few surprises thrown in for good measure. My hope is this will give inspiration for other remakes of classics, like a VR Mario game, maybe a VR Mario Kart game, a VR remake of Sonic, maybe Metal Gear as well. Ooh, and Star Fox would be awesome in virtual reality. As it is, VR is becoming more and more popular, and more money is being thrown in that direction. If we can keep getting experiences with this much detail and polish, more people will want to try, and eventually all games should be playable in VR in some fashion or another. My advice to this experience? Take your time. Enjoy the work that they put into this game, and enjoy the story along the way. The gameplay is fun and exactly what it should be. Duck Season earns 5 out of 5 stars and is a must-play game if you're a child of the 80s. One of the things I have always wanted to do in VR, even though I'm deathly afraid of heights, is soar through the New York skyline as Spider-Man. And thanks to a new virtual reality experience from Marvel, well, you get to do just that. You don the red mask yourself and go on an adventure to save the city. This, again, is a short movie tie-in experience that normally I would avoid, but because I love Spider-Man, well, I had to check it out, and I'm really glad I did. Again, this is a very short, about 15-minute long experience, but there is a free mode, and it allows you to fully explore the city and take part in combat training and time trials. The story is about a large robot destroying New York, and you have to stop him. He's armored with parts of the road, and you need to use your webs to pull them off while swinging through the buildings and keeping up with the running robot. Eventually, you put up huge webs between buildings to capture him and stop its path of destruction. This is not the Spidey game we deserve, but it is a nice little look at what could be possible with a true Spider-Man game. Again, I have a renewed sense of optimism that an actual Spider-Man game could head our direction. We already know that an Iron Man one is on the way. With the massive catalog controlled by Marvel, we could have an amazing future of feeling like superheroes. After you play the story, go into free mode and have some fun destroying robots in a number of combat simulations, and then test your web-slinging ability with the time trials. It's free. Okay, the graphics aren't the best, and there are some unnatural movements with Spider-Man, but it's the best we've had so far. I'm looking forward to what's coming next, and I'm glad to know that Marvel is committed to the VR community. Spider-Man Far From Home, the virtual reality experience, is available right now on all platforms and gets 3 out of 5 stars here on your weekly tech update. And finally, I want to end the show today on another VR experience that you can get for free However, this is anything but an official release. A research student by the name of Dylan Stout created this game that he called Project Stardust, and it's a recreation of the Death Star battle. It gives you control of an X-Wing and lets you fly down the trench and shoot through the exhaust port at the end that's no bigger than 2 meters. And you know, I used to bullseye womp rats in my T-16 back home. They're not much bigger than 2 meters. You can check out the full explainer on Reddit, but Dylan was studying the effects of VR sickness and created the game to help. You can help as well by filling out a quiz that can also be found on Reddit. For any Star Wars fan, this is another must play. He did a great job of putting it all together and feels, again, like a modern remake of an old title. And if you like tough games, well, you will love this. And it will, of course, put your motion sickness threshold to the test. I never felt sick in the slightest and had a great time the whole ride, which again, I feel like a broken record, is about 20 minutes long. I can say that it makes you twist and turn in space, and I can totally see how it could mess with you, but I personally never had any effects. You will, however, crash, and crash a lot, over and over again, unless you are a complete pro. It took me a while to get the hang of flying in the trench, and you have a very little margin for error, but you will eventually figure it out and make it to the end. Even though this is not an official game, well, it really feels like it, and sounds like it too, as the developer used original audio from the movies. How was he able to do this, you ask? Well, it seems he is walking a fine legal line. He posted on Reddit, quote, "I got a form letter response from Lucasfilm stating, we receive many requests seeking permission to use material from the Star Wars motion pictures, and we are unfortunately unable to grant permission for uses that are not associated more closely with our films. And therefore, please take care not to make any commercial use of our properties." He continued saying, "I'm going to assume that commercial means for profit, and that a fan-made free-to-play game that has no intention to monetize is not violating their directive. That being said, here are the droids you're looking for until I get taken down." If you want to check it out for yourself and you have an Oculus or a Vive, just search Reddit for Project Stardust X-Wing VR. This is not even an official game, so I'm not going to give it a rating, but I will say you have to play it. It's free, and it's what every Star Wars fan has been waiting for. A huge thank you to Dylan and all of the people who developed the props and skins that he used in this project. Thanks to all of these great Star Wars games and experiences, I feel that I have gotten my Star Wars fix recently, and now I want them to move on to Star Trek. We have Bridge Crew, which is great, but now let us walk around the Enterprise, transport down to unknown worlds, and play around in the holodecks. Thanks for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we should feature on the program, you need to shoot me an email, djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update, and check out the podcast, audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audio Burst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Good night, world. Your weekly tech update brought to you by Holiday Home Care, Phillip Island, Victoria, Australia. It's your turn to relax. We'll be right back.